I really think my wife could have been a missionary about anywhere in the world. So resourceful. And that's what missionaries need to be. I mean, we worked together, missionaries in the United States, over many years of ministry to teenagers and then to Native Americans for many years. And our ministry budget, like most ministry budgets, has always been somewhat limited over the years. And that's where my wife's resourcefulness came into play. I remember the time we had 100 teenagers show up for a gathering, and we weren't really expecting that many. She only had enough ground beef to put into these Sloppy Joe sandwiches for about 40 people. Now, you're going to need a whip and a chair if you have some teenagers you can't feed. You don't really want to have those wild animals on the loose and unfed. So she quickly found some dried breadcrumbs, pulled out a recipe she'd gotten from a home economist, and mixed all of that in with the ground beef. But the rest. And it made that ground beef go a lot farther. In fact, we fed 100 hungry teenagers with only enough for 40. We had some left over. Listen, sometimes you need someone who can make a little, a lot. I'm Ron Hutchcraft, and I want to have a word with you today about making a little, a lot. So our word for today from the Word of God, and you might have guessed this, comes from that familiar story in Mark chapter 6. I'm going to begin reading at verse 37. After the disciples have concluded that this group of 5,000 people is not going to be fed, they're getting hungry. Jesus has been teaching quite a while, and here's their suggestion. Send them away. The meeting's over. But Jesus answered, you give them something to eat. It's not in here, but you can almost hear them saying, what? How in the world are we going to feed them? What do you think? We got a catering service here? How are we going to do this? Well, they said to him, that would take 8 months of a man's wages. Are we to go and spend that much on bread and give it to them to eat? How many loaves do you have? He asked. Go and see. And when they found out, they said, 5 and 2 fish. Then Jesus directed them to have all the people sit down in groups on the green grass. So they sat down in groups of hundreds and fifties, and taking the 5 loaves and the 2 fish, and looking up to heaven, it says this, he gave thanks and broke the loaves, gave them to his disciples to set before the people. He divided the fish among them. They all ate and were satisfied, and the disciples picked up 12 basketfuls of broken pieces of bread and fish. What do you know, leftovers? That's kind of like our Sloppy Joe barbecue sandwich situation we had there when we were trying to feed all those teenagers. It wasn't enough. We had a whole lot more need than we had resource. The disciples' solution to a not enough situation was to give up. But Jesus said, instead, I want you to round up all the not enough that you can find. It won't be enough. It won't cover it. But I want you to gather all that you can, and I'll make it more than enough. Which brings us to your situation. What's your not enough right now? You say, well, I can't see where the money's going to come from. I can't see I'm going to have enough strength to face what I've got right now. I don't know where I'm going to find the time to get all this done. I don't know how I'm going to find the resources to make this relationship work anymore. Do you hear the Lord saying, bring me your not enough. Find all you can. So what you do is, number one, you give all your resources, not enough, but all your resources to Jesus. Number two, you act as if there will be enough. Jesus had them sit down. He said, get ready to eat lunch, even though there was no lunch to eat. So you start to act as if it's going to be there. By faith in your Lord, you do that. And then be grateful for the not enough that you already have. That's the hard part, to say, Lord, I know this isn't enough, but I'm grateful for what I've got. The Bible says godliness with contentment is great gain. Oh, I had the privilege to be married to a woman who could take a little and make it a lot. Better than that, my Lord, your Lord, can do that 1,000 times over with your not enough.
A Word With You is a feature of Ron Hutchcraft Ministries. Thanks for listening.